begins with the words, "The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary." So if you're saying that in Latin, you're beginning with Angelus, and that's where the name comes from.
Hey, I'm Father Mark Mary.
I'm Brother Lawrence.
We are the Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, and this is Ascension Presents. A characteristic of religious life is these many ways in which we have a rhythm of prayer that sanctifies our day. Brother Lawrence is going to talk about one of these, which you can apply in your own life.
Thanks, Father Mark Mary. Yeah, so today we're going to talk about the Angelus. So that's a prayer that we pray three times a day in our friaries. In the morning, we typically like 6 a.m., noon, 6 p.m. And then it kind of has three threes, right? So there's three antiphons like that. The first one is the angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and people respond, and she conceived by the Holy Spirit. Then there's a Hail Mary. So there's three antiphons, three Hail Marys, and you say it three times a day. Three threes, pretty simple. So the history of it really kind of gelled together with those three threes in about the 16th century. It was a slow thing. I mean, you had people praying the Hail Mary before that. You had people reflecting on the incarnation. At the time of St. Francis, we know one thing that he got really excited about was trying to encourage other people to pray. I always find it interesting that one of the things that influenced him when he went to the Holy Land, when he went to Egypt, you know, he preached to the Sultan and all that, was the Muslim call to prayer. Like, and if you've ever heard it, it makes an impression, right? That all of a sudden you hear all these voices and it's calling people to prayer. And that was something St. Francis, he just loved it. You know, he comes back to Europe. He's like, we got to do this. And so by the time, it was about a generation after St. Francis, you had St. Bonaventure. He's a Franciscan saint. He was the minister general of the Franciscans. So around his time, he encouraged all the friars to ring their bells. So after they were done with their prayers in the evening, so kind of maybe around 6 p.m., one of the traditional times, they were supposed to, they're praying the Psalms, but then they're supposed to say three Hail Marys and meditate on the incarnation. And again, this whole thing of inviting other people into it, to ring the bell so that people can join them. So there are a few of our friaries, I know where I've lived in Nicaragua, Newark, we'll actually have a bell that we're ringing for the whole neighborhood for the same idea, so that they can join us. So why would we invite people to join us to pray? And again, that's where it comes back to this idea of sanctifying the time, that all of us have rhythms in our day. You know, whether it's that, okay, I get up, I get my coffee, maybe I sit with a newspaper, I listen to this on the radio during my commute, whatever it is, and those mark our day. A monk says, okay, I'm going to center my whole day, all my rhythms around liturgical prayer. Like, it's going to be about praying the Psalms, and if I'm in the middle of a task and it's time for prayer, that becomes the center. Most of us are called to a way of life where we can't do that and we can't put everything down, you know, constantly every couple hours and go for liturgical prayer. But the Angelus, I think a lot of people have found, because it's relatively short, it's just three times a day. It's something where you kind of participate in that aspect of monastic life, of religious life. Like, okay, I can pause for a couple minutes and say the Angelus directly at noon. You know, when I hear it, I can set my phone to those times and go. A key thing is remembering. You know, we all have this reality that when we're baptized, we're united with Jesus Christ. You know, we're made temples of the Holy Spirit, children of the Father, but we forget that. And so we need things like this that regularly remind us. And when those reminders are worked into our daily schedule, that helps us live a Christian life. And one of the key things that then we're reminded of, right, is the incarnation. And the Angelus, it's definitely a spirituality of the incarnation, that the Word became flesh, God came and dwelt among us. And I think an image for that, it kind of comes from the Angelus. You know, you traditionally ring a bell. And when you ring a bell, like when I ring it maybe a little too loudly in the friary, right, there's a moment of contact of metal on metal. And it may just be one moment, but it can resonate for a long time. And it's heard very far away. Even people who can't see the bell hear it. And it keeps ringing out. And so it's kind of like there was that contact of Mary's faith with Jesus coming to her, into her womb, into her heart in that act of faith. And then it's still resonating. And so we're kind of pausing to listen and like let that resonate in our hearts. We're remembering that moment of incarnation. It's a great act of love. It's God coming to us. It's God entering into our world. And so, you know, if I'm at my desk, if I'm maybe stuck in traffic at 6 p.m., I'm remembering God entered my world and he's here now. It's still resonating. And then secondly, we're invited to imitate Mary's faith. right? She, how did she respond to that? When Jesus comes into our world, she doesn't understand everything yet, but she makes this act of faith, and she's a model for us. How do we live out our baptism? A way for us to go forward is then to just, we'll just pray the Angelus now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary,
and she conceived by the Holy Spirit.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Behold the handmaid of the Lord.
Be it done unto me according to your word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And the Word was made flesh,
and dwelt among us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God,
that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ thy Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, through the same Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Great, Brother Lawrence, thank you. Actually, that encourages me in my own praying of the Angelus. And I learned a little bit about the history of it. Brother Lawrence getting ready to be ordained a deacon just a couple weeks after you probably see this video. So if you could pray for him. And we'll see you again next week. Remember, we are pilgrims on this earth. So peregrinos poco a poco, little by little. Vamos a llegar. We're going to make it. God bless y'all.